you know, defense travels, and we did a great job of playing defense. I think our last two possessions say it all. We got a shot clock violation and then a steal at the end, so they didn't even get a last second shot off. And who would have thought this? I'd be saying this. We sealed it with free throws.
And that's it, always comes down to that.
It does, yeah. And our kids have been doing really, really resilient at the free throw line this year, and really concentrated and made their shots when they needed to, when it counted, and we were 6-for-7 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line.
You had to wait a day because all the weather situation moving it to Wednesday, and I'm sure, again, I'm sure both teams were just anxious, let's play this game and see what happens.
Well, and then, so we didn't have school, and then we couldn't practice that day, so we were a little at, and the coach's staff was a little at, on edge on that, but, you know, as the old saying goes, the hay's in the barn. I mean, you're getting this far in the season. Our kids know what to do, and they came out and executed their game plan.
I know Bob and I were listening to Mark, and we thought we had to get the shock paddles out at the end of the game after the final buzzer went off 54-50 because he was going bonkers.
Well, the real reason was I was so exhausted after the game. I didn't talk on the radio because I didn't want to climb the steps because I didn't know if I had enough energy to do it. But the kids did.
Yeah. But to listen to Mark, and we were waiting for our game down the link and everything, but you had contributions from a lot of kids in this one, didn't you?
Oh, we did. I mean, from Judd Johnson coming in when Lane Bybee picked up his second foul and playing some monstrous minutes, getting a good rebound here and making some just good defensive stops, and then Cooper Shaw come off the bench and contributed, and then, you know, for the Dante Horner going 0-for-4, and then his fifth shot, he finally makes it to tie the game and kind of set us to where we could do what we needed to do.
So you named off some guys that maybe don't get as much pub as all the other ones, but you need those guys.
Well, absolutely, because I mean it takes a lot of them to stir the drink and for us, and defense is the name of the game. I'm telling you this, Ethan Latta, and I know I've said this before, but he was our missing key last year. To where I thought we would have competed for a state title, and I still think that, and of course that's unfortunate, but he's made the most of it, and he has definitely put our team on the back when we need to, and made some huge contributions, driving the lane, getting fouled, steals, and just all off getting aggressive on the defensive end and getting the other four to play just as hard as he does.
This East Butler team, no question, was the tallest team you faced the entire year, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, they outmanned us by 4 inches on each position. And in fact, if we would have put Bybee on his team, he would have been the fourth tallest player. So, you know, Lane Bybee did a great job at defense, shutting the Johnson kid down in the second half. And you know, I will say this, he was a lot more athletic than what we saw on tape. I thought Bybee would really take advantage of him, and he did a great job on defense. And I was telling the McCook coaches over here that when he came across to the block and turned around and did a 180 dunk on us, I thought, okay, this kid pretty athletic. So, I mean, 6'11", but, I mean, athletic and can move. So, you know, he might have a pretty good college future with him, and obvious project when you get to that level, but when you're 6'11", you can't coach 6'11".
Mm-hmm. Well, it caps off a great regular season, sub-district and districts. You get another week to practice and get ready. Howells Dodge, did you kind of figure it was going to be Howells Dodge?
I just thought it was between Howells Dodge and Bancroft Rose Lee, and, you know, we have a little bit of history with Howells Dodge on the football field, mm-hmm. and so now it goes to the basketball court, and we'll see what we got to do from here.
Early look at them on personnel. I'm sure good defensive team, good shooting team, everything, aren't they?
They do. They got three really solid players as far as offensively, and then they got two role players that play on the defensive end. And of course, role players have kind of bit us in the tail before, so we're gonna have to be ready to play and ready to go. Just off the top of the head, Luther kid who. It's phenomenal on the football field, leading rusher, and he brings that tenacity to the basketball court. And then you got a Tomcat, I think that's how you pronounce it, or Tom Jack, mm-hmm. I think. He's a really good shooter, 6'2 guard, and we're just going to have to be ready to play again.
You bet. They compare, I was asking this, compare to anybody you face?
I would say Alma or Perkins.
Okay.
I think it's kind of similar to that, super tall guys. But again, when you're 6'2 and 205 and you're built like a tank,
yeah.
that's going to be tough. And but I think we do have an advantage in the post, and that's probably what we're going to do. We're kind of the old school, get it inside. Our shots come from inside out, and that's what we're going to try and do.